Shameful. Yeah. Shameful. Now, Auburn fans should be filled with shame. It's ignominious. It is shameful. I can't believe what we witnessed yesterday in Birmingham, Zach. I can't believe it. Can you believe the way Auburn football coach Alex Golish bullied?
Oh, my goodness.
A small, innocent child. Just a big bully. Just a big, but you know, play it. Play the tape. Play it. Just play it. Watch
this. Can I use that Sharpie?
If you can stomach it.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to write right above.
Al just wants an autograph.
Can you say War Eagle? Shep, I need to hear it, bro. Shep, I need to hear it.
Okay, hiding so much behind that smile, so much pain.
Hey, what's up? Come on now, War Eagle.
Look at that.
No, I need the war.
Just trying.
Gotta lose a lot of it.
Yeah, there we go. Shut up! Who are you looking at? Who's gonna be mad at you?
The look of surprise.
Come on, man. You got some Alabama?
Look at that. All right.
No. No way, Shep. It's great to meet you, man.
All right. So this is yesterday at the Regents Charity Classic in Birmingham. It happens every year. It's a big pro-am. It's a huge day for, like, TV media and radio media and stuff to get interviews with college football people and college basketball people, right, in our state. And so this child asks for an autograph. He's clearly an Alabama fan. And Alex Golish is clearly having some fun with it. Says he's going to sign right above Kalen DeBoer's name. And then just playfully says, all right, you got to say War Eagle. I got a lot I could break. All right, let me stop. Let me get your takeaways, first of all, before I start breaking this down all serious-like.
Well, I love that Golish didn't back down on the kid. I love that. Can I just say Eagle? Like, no, I need the war. Like, we're going to do this the right way. I love that. I love how he was, like, stern about it, but playful.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, what wasn't going to bend at any point of this. Like, you're not getting this back. Now he was playful about it. And I'm sure if it would have gone on much longer, he would have just given it back to him. But, man, I got to be honest. Like, what I was thinking about the whole, that kid's a little bit older than my oldest. And I'm just thinking, like, if my kid wouldn't say War Eagle, as a parent, I'd be like, why are you getting his autograph?
Yeah.
Like, why are you getting this? Like, if my kid wanted Kalen DeBoer's autograph, I'd be like, no, we're not doing that. You don't need that because you're not an Alabama person.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching it. It's like, if he's that big of a deal, like, I don't know. That's where I was, just from a parent's point of view.
Yeah. Or, you know what, like, just play along. It's really not that serious. If you want the autograph, play along and go with it. Have fun with it. And clearly the kid was having fun. It was very light. It was playful is a perfect word. It was an unserious moment. But now there are a couple things that I love about the clip in addition to what you mentioned, okay?
Okay.
All right. Child psychologists will tell you, as an adult, when you talk to children, what do you do to make them comfortable? What do you do to put them at ease? You get down on their level. You don't stay flat-footed and lean over and talk down to them. You kneel down. You crouch down. And so he's actually, like, the child is looking down, which makes him more comfortable in that exchange. That's small, but I'm telling you, that's brilliant. That's part of the reason why this guy relates well to people in general. He understands how to relate to people of all ages. That was the first thing that stood out. The second thing was, did you notice the look on Alex Golish's face after the kid says War Eagle in this completely playful light moment? And there are Alabama people standing around that boo. They boo the kid saying War Eagle. And the look on his face is like, Wait, really?
I think he's slowly learning how insufferable people are.
Yeah, Yeah, you don't have to create narratives.
I think
about
he's starting to realize, like, oh, that's why he offered people.
Yeah.
Who's in Alabama?
Right. Yeah, insufferable is a great word. And you don't have to create a narrative. You can just observe the behavior.
God, so it's just nonstop.
Like that, that's a real thing. Go back and watch the video on your own. They boo the kid for saying War Eagle in front of the, like, for being respectful and playing along and having fun. Now, the kid doesn't say thank you, but we're not going to touch on that because I'm not here to bully kids for real. But, like, you're standing in front of the Auburn coach.
I'm not here to bully kids for real.
It's not why I'm here. If you thought I came here to bully the kid, in actuality, you're wrong. It's not what we're here to do. Would love for him to say thank you, but look, the moment's gone now. All right, moment's gone. But they actually booed the kid for saying War Eagle in front of the Auburn coach. There's no respect for the position whatsoever. And he is. If there was any part that didn't get it before Wednesday, boy, you got it now. And if it wasn't crystal clear by then came the question. The question.
Which, I mean, he's going to get asked that question until they play, right? Like,
well, I don't know if he will now. Not based on how he handled it yesterday.
So when you sent me the headline of what we were talking about today,
yeah,
when it was like Alex Golish bullies a child or whatever,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about the reporter being the child.
No.
It's like, I don't know who asked it. I didn't recognize the voice, but oh man. Yeah. So someone, I assume Alabama media member, Birmingham media member, asked Alex Golish, like, yeah, you know, this Iron Bowl period, making a big deal. You're bringing Alabama to the forefront.
Yeah.
Of what you're talking about, I believe was what the wording was.
By the way, didn't call him Alabama either. Didn't call him Alabama. Little stuff matters. Called them Bama. They're Bama. You know, you haven't done, your record against Bama is not good.
Yeah, and he said you're Bama. Yeah. And so he gets done asking the question. AG is like, are you talking about my success? The program.
Yeah. Oh. Got it.
Well, I don't really care. And this team hasn't played Alabama.
Zach, what the phrase that should go on a t-shirt, okay, right next to the FE shirts, okay, the iron shirts, on the rack right beside it should be, I super don't care. That's the quote, and I heart it all day. I super don't care.
Man, we need a head coach that super doesn't care
right
about that stuff. Oh, man, because we've always had people that kind of pandered to it a little bit. Alex Golish didn't pander to anybody.
No, Alex Golish is not. Listen, politics aside, man, Alex Golish ain't going to run for governor or senator or any other political office 20 years after he's the head coach here. He is trying to win football games and build a championship contender.
Yeah, and I'm not guaranteeing that it's going to work, right? But I do like that he super.
I super don't care.
I love that he super doesn't care.
That, I'm telling you, words matter. That was his real clean way to say something else.
Yeah,
because you could always go, yeah, you know, I don't really care or what, but the intentionality, yeah, I super don't care.
And he watch said the video. That to Auburn media before, right? Like,
yeah,
that Friday presser where they gave us like an hour and we were in the team meeting room doing the press conference. Like, he wasn't asked that, but he was asked, like, essentially, why are you doing it? Which I think is a reasonable question.
Sure.
And, he gave his answer and then he talked about how, you know, I don't really care what people are going to say about it. If something's important, like, it's not important until you make it important, was the tail end of that. And he's like, we're making it important. If it's important to our fans, it's important to our players, it's important to me. So let's make it important. And then leaning into, like, I don't care what the rest of the state has to say about it.
Yeah.
I mean, he said it before. I guess that answer wasn't good enough for this Alabama media member, or they just didn't do the research. And now they got,
ask it again.
Got bodied by Alex Golish up in Birmingham yesterday.
I super don't care.
I super don't care.
Yeah. Like, and with a look on his face too, like, I understand what you're doing. And I'm just, you said, gosh, your word choice today has been perfect. He's not pandering to it. He's not. You're not going to get that with this head coach. And Birmingham media, Alabama media in particular, and a lot of it comes from Birmingham, they like to gatekeep and gaslight. They try to gaslight you into thinking that the Iron Bowl rivalry isn't important to Alabama, wasn't important when Nick Saban was hired, when he made the comment in his opening press conference that they have an opponent in this state that they will work 365 days to dominate. Mentioned it in his opening press conference. Okay. So don't let them gaslight you into thinking that it's not important over there. Well, Auburn's making a big deal. They're making a big, right? Because it's the greatest rivalry in college sports. Of course it's a big deal. Stop trying to act like it's some weird thing. That's it.
There's a lot of weird stuff from yesterday.
There really is. There was a lot of weird stuff. All right, and we're gonna touch on some more of it. And I want to hear from Birmingham, Auburn people.
We have a lot of them.
There's a ton.
Yeah, but they all listen to this show.
There's this myth. Okay, so the way Birmingham legacy media operates, they operate as if there is no Auburn presence in that city and surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. They do. Like, again, you don't have to create a narrative. Just listen. Just watch.
Yeah.
They act as if there's no Auburn presence. So if you're an Auburn person and you're in Birmingham and the surrounding area, just comment. Just comment. Let us know where you're from. Let us know where you're watching or listening. And, I mean, I kind of want to make a point a little bit with this, that the Auburn presence, if Auburn, I don't know, maybe I go into this another day. I think it goes back to the Iron Bowl moving away from Legion Field and there still being this like gatekeeping thing on the part of Alabama media that, you know, Birmingham is Alabama and it's not. I mean, there have been many studies that show while the population may be 3-1 Alabama fan to Auburn fan, the buying power, like the audience power, is 50-50. 50-50. Analytical studies from Samford have shown that. So anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent. Speaking of buying power, speaking of buying power financial stability, Ford Stokes, if you've been thinking about your financial future, whether that's investments or retirement planning or maximizing your Social Security, we got someone we trust here to point you in the right direction, and that's Ford Stokes, president of Active Wealth Management. He's a big Auburn guy. He specializes in helping people build a smart, reliable plan for retirement. And here's what's really easy about this, okay? You can go directly into Ford's calendar and book a time that works for you. Calendly.com/Ford Stokes. It is a complimentary consultation for viewers and listeners of the barn. So no cost at all. Sit down, ask questions, get a real strategy in place. And when you book, make sure to let Ford know that we sent you. Take control of your future, get a plan together. And as always, War Eagle from Ford Stokes and Active Wealth Management.
Yep, fully endorse Ford Stokes. Ford handles my family's finances and is getting us well ahead of the game when it comes to retirement. And mentioned this last time we did Ford's Read, but this happened 2 weeks ago. Then it happened once earlier this week.
Yeah.
Folks reaching out saying, hey, listen to you all the time. Do you mind introducing me to Ford? I hop on that call. I've done it twice now. I introduced the two of them. And then once it's time to talk business, get a little personal. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm gonna step out. Always good seeing you. And it sounds like both those meetings went really, really well. So do not hesitate to do that.
It's important stuff. It matters. Take care. Take control of that financial future. So more from Birmingham yesterday. Stephen Pearl gets on.
So disappointed. So disappointed.
Stephen, what?
Go ahead.
That I'm not going somewhere else?
No. No. Okay. I'm disappointed in Stephen.
Oh, yeah. All right. So Stephen gets on the tee box. And
this isn't what I thought you were talking about. Go ahead.
Okay. He gets on the tee box, and the introduction that he's given includes a little playful jab. Did you see it, or am I breaking this to you for the first time? Have you seen this video?
I saw the video, okay. But the audio was down because I couldn't turn it up where I was.
It's like, and here in Birmingham, the replay center will not come back with the call that this shot was not off in time. So a little playful, you know, a little playful jab. Okay. I mean, a little playful jab about the Texas A&M game. Of course, the SEC office is in Birmingham.
Right.
And we make a joke about the Texas A&M game, which cost Auburn a spot in the NCAA tournament.
Uh-huh.
Just a big old joke, though. We're just having fun. Ha-ha. Big joke. So, since we're in Birmingham at the home of the SEC office, could somebody find me the clip of Kirby Smart teeing off and where we make a similar joke about, you know, firing officials after his round or maybe taking opponents' points off the board just before they play the back nine? Or did we not make that little funny joke? Is that not all in good fun? Or is it only when Auburn people are in the spotlight that we can have good, clean fun? So I can understand. Is this just, you know, we can make those jokes about Auburn and Auburn people, and if they say anything about it, well, we're just joking. We don't do that with everybody, though.
No.
Why don't we do that with everybody?
Auburn just takes it.
Because Auburn just takes it
over and over and over again. They just take it.
In fact, Auburn people will go right to the person who made that joke and then go on his show sometime after that or sometime before that.
That's it.
And that's what drives me
crazy.
I honestly didn't think Stephen was like that.
I thought Stephen was going to stand on business with that, and it's a shame that he didn't. I think it's a bummer. I think it's a major, major bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. Flat out same. I don't understand the benefit of it. You know, your time is precious.
Makes you look weak. Makes it look like they were right. Makes it look like it's okay to just publicly bash you. It's weird, man. It doesn't make sense. Like, we just have this need and desire to cave over and over and over again. That's why it's refreshing when Golish calls out a Bama reporter about making something about Bama. Is that we haven't played Bama, and I super don't care. And I honestly thought Steven would super not care, but I guess he did, which is a shame.
Yeah, I mean, what happens if you refuse to do Alabama media shows as an Auburn coach?
Nothing.
Like, what's the downside?
Honestly, probably no one knows. And two, if they say, hey, you know, Stephen declined to come on, like, oh, good. Good.
Yeah. Your mostly Alabama audience isn't going to listen or care or respect what he has to say anyway. You're not gaining new fans to that, you know, on that side of the aisle. And your fans, like Auburn fans who are there anyway, which that's a separate thing altogether. Like there's so much Auburn content out there, but I don't know. If you're talking about the best use of your time and what you gain for your program, I don't understand what you gain versus what you lose.
Well, especially after the T-box thing, I didn't realize that happened.
Yeah.
It makes it worse. It's like, oh, cool. You can just get pushed around and you don't care and everybody's fine with it.
It's all just a big joke.
Got it.
It's all just a big joke.
Great. Great. That makes sense.
Take it over and over and over again.
Saw Steven at the grocery store over the weekend, though. Did see that.
Did you? Okay.
Yep.
Was he looking at that? Was it barbecue sauce when you saw Bruce?
It was barbecue sauce when I saw Bruce. Different grocery store.
Okay.
They were in the deli this time. Mm-hmm. I saw them in the deli.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, when Stephen tees off, it's head coach Stephen Pearl. When Kalen DeBoer tees off, it's Mr. Kalen DeBoer. Okay. Mr. Not head coach. Mr.
Little thing.
You know what? I'm being a nitpicky Auburn fan who can't take a joke. That's all I'm being. Just nitpicky. Can't have fun, can't lighten up.
We need people in leadership that are tired of being the butt of the joke.
Yep.
Golish is there. I thought Stephen was, you know, I once again, like I'm disappointed in him yesterday, but I think Stephen's going to be a good coach here. And I think John Cohen's tired of being the butt of the joke. And yeah. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the, you know, see what Let happens.
Listen, Birmingham people, where, you know, are you there? Where are our Birmingham people? Are you there in small numbers or big numbers? Because I will not be convinced that Auburn's presence in Birmingham, I won't be convinced that it's not as influential as Alabama's presence in Birmingham. You got some deeply rooted stuff keeping that from showing for a little while longer.
A lot of it's media.
Yeah, most of it's media. Like, it's almost exclusively media. That 40 years ago, because Alabama played their home games in Birmingham, Alabama drove a lot of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 1986 anymore. It's certainly not 1976 anymore.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of people still need to get that message that it's not 1976 or 86 or 96 even anymore.
Right.
There's a lot that's changed. So, all right, I'll get off my soapbox for now.
All right. Hey, we got a live show tomorrow morning.
Yes.
10 a.m. You'll be able to do that, right?
Yep.
You'll just be from the hotel, I guess?
Yep. It may be raining cats and dogs outside in Texas tomorrow, but we'll
have the live show. That doesn't have any impact on the show, but no, thank you for letting us know.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to rain here tomorrow night, too. But once again, no impact on the live show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So I think that about does it for today's show, Bradlaugh.
Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening.
It rain next week sometime. Not an impact tomorrow's show. Sorry. Probably snowing somewhere in North Canada.
Yeah. We'll get a meteorologist to start updating everybody. All right. Everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.